Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Signs of Qiyamah. Today we take a look at a narration from the Sunan of Imam Nasa'i rahimahullah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, Qiyamah will not begin until people compete in the building of masajid. Qiyamah will not begin until people compete in the building of masajid. In other words, they will build masjids purely out of competition when there is no need. When there is a need, it's meritorious to build a masjid. Whoever builds a masjid on the face of this earth for the pleasure of Allah, Allah will build for him a house in Jannah. But this hadith is saying that closer to Qiyamah, people will just build masjids because of competition. Now, competition will be either as a result of a personal issue. Maybe you were on the committee there, you were a trustee there, you had a fallout. So you go down the road and you build your own masjid because Allah has given you the funds. Or because you've got donors who are willing to back you. And you say, well, I'll show them now. We'll have our own masjid. And you justify it by saying, well, they don't listen and they do this wrong and they do that wrong. Or at times for personal glory. So you didn't have a fallout with anyone, but you know, they build a masjid and they're getting so much of attention and they're getting so much of praise. I want to do the same, even though there's no need. At times purely out of opposition. I've got an issue with that group. So they built a masjid, I will build a masjid very close by. And I will build a masjid to oppose what they do. At times it's because of class and ethnic groups. Oh no, because they are from a particular racial group, I don't want to perform salah there, I'll build my own masjid, or we'll build our own masjid. Or because they are from a particular ideological group, so we don't want to perform salah there, we'll perform salah elsewhere. And this will become more rife. We know in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the munafiqeen and hypocrites build their own masjid. And Allah referred to it as Masjid Dirar. And Allah said its foundation is baseless, and its foundation is on sin, and its foundation is on creating disunity, mischief and havoc. So, building them, a masjid is one of the greatest acts of ibadah and worship you can do. It's one of the greatest legacies that you can leave. But your intention must be correct. There's also a narration of Ibn Abbas that you will adorn them just as the Jews and Christians adorn their places of worship. Meaning that the masjid must be beautiful. The masjid must be above average of the home in the locality so people feel comfortable. But to adorn purely out of competition, oh, our masjid must be smarter than their masjid. If theirs is at this level of extravagance, then our level must be even one notch higher. That is wrong, and that we should be careful of. Don't build masjids purely just to compete or to prove a point or because of personal ego issues or personal glory. Build masjids for the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Signs of Qiyamah. Until next week, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.